Benson Millstream Centre, and this article is written by Geraldine Galt, and it starts with a quotation, which is not attributed to anyone. Volunteers do not necessarily have the time, they just have the heart. In March, we wound down our very successful food parcel project. The end of lockdown is now in sight, and we can direct people to other sources of support. The good thing is that we can reinstate the service in future, should the need arise. A big thank you to all the many volunteers who helped with this. The youngest is Kira, who is working towards her Duke of Edinburgh Award, and one of the newest is Andy, a local resident who responded to a plea for help on social media. Thank you too to the many people whose food donations made the project possible. Fair Share in Didcot, Lidl and Waitrose in Wallingford, and Oxford Food Bank, Looper Foods, and many of our local residents. Your generosity helped local people who found themselves in financial difficulties purely due to the pandemic. Millstream at Home continues to provide support to a growing number of customers while the centre is closed, and they are still enjoying their monthly goodie bags. Pandora, one of our longest-serving volunteers, helps pack the bags, provides quizzes, puzzles, and also helps deliver meals. Her granddaughter, Isabella, provided customers with little Easter gifts as part of her Duke of Edinburgh Award. Thank you to all our volunteers who deliver meals around the village three times a week. Fingers crossed that reopening Millstream Centre to customers may happen soon. When we planned to reopen last summer, before the rising COVID cases scuppered our plans, much effort went into getting COVID-safe procedures and training in place. Albert, our relief manager, who started volunteering in 2018, used his expertise to bring our health and safety policies up to date as well. He also now oversees maintenance, coordinates our volunteer drivers, visits several customers on a weekly basis, and provides an extra level of support for those with concerns. Thank you, Albert. One of the greatest gifts you can give is your time, is the quotation that ends the article, and it's accompanied by photographs of four of the volunteers.